Some people who have not studied this will foolishly say things like, Jesus is just a myth, that he's made up sort of like Santa Claus, but for adults. That couldn't be further from the truth. The reality is there is ample historical evidence for Jesus Christ, and we're going to go into some of that right now. We're going to break this data down into three different types of sources: Jewish sources, pagan sources, and Christian sources. Let's start with Jewish sources. Josephus was a Jewish historian that was born 4 years after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. In his Antiquities, he writes, "At this time there was a wise man called Jesus, and his conduct was good, and he was known to be virtuous. Many people among the Jews and the other nations became his disciples. Pilate condemned him to be crucified and to die. But those who had become his disciples did not abandon his discipleship. They reported that he had appeared to them 3 days after his crucifixion, and that he was alive. Accordingly, he was perhaps the Messiah, concerning whom the prophets have reported wonders. And the tribe of the Christians, so named after him, has not disappeared to this day." Now this, a Jewish historian who has nothing to gain by recording this other than it was a real part of history. There are multiple pagan historical sources, but I'm going to briefly cover two right here. First, Pliny the Younger. He was born in the year 62 AD. Pliny was the governor of a Roman province. We have a copy of a letter he wrote to the Emperor Trajan, asking how he should deal with those in his region who have been accused of being Christian. In the letter, Pliny describes the practice of these criminals. "They were in the habit of meeting on a certain fixed day before it was light, when they sang in alternate verses a hymn to Christ as to a god, and bound themselves by a solemn oath, not to any wicked deeds, but never to commit any fraud, theft, or adultery, never to falsify their word, nor deny a trust when they should be called upon to deliver it up. After which it was their custom to separate and then reassemble to partake of food, but food of an ordinary and innocent kind." In his response, the Emperor Trajan makes it very clear that if these Christians are accused and found guilty, that they should be punished. One of the most reliable sources concerning Roman history in the first century is the senator and historian Tacitus. In his annals concerning the year 64 AD, we have the first pagan record of the Christians. There was a great fire that is reportedly caused by the Emperor Nero, but according to Tacitus, Nero fastened the guilt on a class hated for their abominations, called Christians by the populace. Christus, from whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of Pontius Pilate. A most mischievous superstition, thus checked for the moment, again broke out not only in Judea, the first source of the evil, but even in Rome. He then goes on to report on the kinds of brutal sufferings that the Christians were facing under the Emperor Nero. Mockery of every sort was added to their deaths. Covered with the skins of beasts, they were torn by dogs and perished, or were nailed to crosses, or were doomed to the flames and burnt to serve as a nightly illumination when daylight had expired. And he goes on and on. Take note, here we have a Roman historian confirming that Jesus Christ was killed under Pontius Pilate. The final category of historical documentation and witnesses are those of the Christians. Many people want to discount them simply because they saw and believed in miracles. Doesn't mean that the historicity of their testimony is any less valuable.
The greatest testimony to any person's life is the people who knew them best. Who knew Jesus best? The Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, and his closest friends and followers, the 12 apostles. The 12 apostles spent 3 years with Jesus during his public ministry. During his public ministry, he preached to many people. He made bold claims that he was God, that his flesh was true food, and his blood was true drink, that he would give you eternal life. He called people to deny themselves, take up their crosses, and follow him. When he spoke, he penetrated people's hearts. He backed up his claims with miracles. He turned water to wine, He cleansed lepers. He cast out demons from the possessed. He healed countless sick people. He restored sight to the blind. He enabled the crippled to walk. He gave others authority to work the same wonders. He walked on water. His miracles and wonders are undeniable. He topped off his public ministry by allowing himself to be beaten and brutalized. He was crucified. He really, truly died, only to bring himself back to life 3 days later. Jesus fulfilled all of the Old Testament prophecies. He did everything that you would expect someone who claimed to be God would do, and he left evidence of this everywhere. You can see the places where he preached. You can see the spot he was born. You can see his tomb. You can see the wood from the cross. You can see his burial cloths. His historical effects are also seen in his followers. They all willingly suffered and gave their lives as a testimony to the reality of Christ. St. Bartholomew was skinned alive, St. Paul was decapitated, and St. Peter, the leader of the apostles, was crucified upside down. We can trace the office of the Pope all the way back to Peter. Jesus founded a church to continue his ministry today. The New Testament is the collection of writings from those men who knew Jesus best. But there are more writings than just these. The apostles were the first bishops, and they handed on their authority to others. We call these men the Apostolic Fathers, and we have their writings as well. The historicity of Jesus Christ is real, and it is ongoing. The impact of the life of Christ is just as strong today as it was 2,000 years ago.
Jesus is a real person. God really did enter into human history. And the most miraculous part about it is that he's still here. He's in every tabernacle. He's in every monstrance all across the world. And most importantly, he's waiting for you.